Welcome back to a brand new episode of Real Talk About Feminism podcast. Happy Halloween weekend.
Happy Halloween weekend, everyone. Go to YouTube right now if you're not watching on YouTube, because we are wearing the cutest pink costumes. We wore these last night to night one of Halloween weekend, and we just had to wear them to record today because it's pink.
Yeah, we have these really cute pink wigs and we're wearing all pink. And last night there were so many people that were like, can I just ask what you guys are? Like, mm-hmm. What are you? Mm-hmm. And we were just like, we're the color pink. Like, we're pink twins.
Yeah, we're literally just pink. Like, honestly, it was an easy costume because we just wore all pink and got literally pink wigs. But it was so iconic. Like, we looked so cute.
You guys, we were so hot. We really were.
Yeah. We're going to post some pictures so you guys can see. And if you saw our Instagram story on Friday, we did, like, a little video and everything. But, yeah, we're going to make some posts because we were looking really cute.
Yes. Yes, it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, so we're just going to dive into this week's episode. Very interesting topic. We are going to be discussing the sexualization of breast cancer. This topic was kind of sparked for me because I saw a TikTok about it, and I'm going to play the TikTok for you guys. So the creator is Annie Bond. She just came up on my For You page, and she talked about something that I've actually been talking about for years, and she articulated it very well. So I'm going to play the TikTok for everyone. So here we go.
This morning, I was walking my dog, and I saw a girl with a shirt on that said, "Boobies rule, Breast Cancer Awareness Month." And that's all the shirt said. And I had to stop myself because I hadn't had my coffee yet from being like, "Hey, by the way, your shirt's a little offensive to people like me who've actually survived breast cancer. Why is that?" you might ask. Well, here's the thing. When you have breast cancer, do you know where the cancer is? Why, it's in your breasts. So when you say things like, save the boobies, save second base, all of these things that are sexualizing breasts in order to do something with breast cancer, it is so offensive. You know that, like, over 70% of the time, you get your entire breasts removed when you have cancer? Because that's what's killing you. The tumors in your boobs. So when you make the focus of a breast cancer awareness campaign just about, like, how much you love boobs, it doesn't help us at all. It's supposed to be about awareness of breast cancer and not just boobs in general. Yeah?
Okay.
So when you sent that to me, I was like, that is such an interesting thing I've never thought about.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the awareness campaigns are focused on that, pretty much.
Right. So when I saw that, I was like, we have to do an episode on it, because I've been saying this for a long time, because obviously, well, I guess not obviously, if this is your first time listening, I had cancer when I was a kid, and September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. Honestly, I don't even know when Kidney Cancer Awareness Month is, genuinely. Like,
I don't either.
But I know that September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. And I always was getting so frustrated because I, for like a few years, was like reaching out to news stations and like companies and trying to get someone to do something for Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. And now, the past 2 years, Amazon has been going gold during September, which is great. But that's it. It's one company. Mm-hmm. So I've been saying this for years because I'm like, this is so frustrating. And everyone knows that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I'm going to preface this by saying I do not want what I'm saying to get taken as like, why is Breast Cancer Awareness Month a thing? Like, why do they deserve recognition? That is not what I'm saying. But like, there's obvious ties to everyone just being obsessed with like boobs of it, like just that by itself. And that is why it is so popular, because it's so sexualized. And whereas like the month before that is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, and there's no awareness.
Right, and there's, like, Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of cancer awareness months throughout the year.
Right, but the only one that people do anything about is breast cancer awareness.
Right, they just don't get highlighted.
Mm-hmm. Which is not a bad thing, but the reason why it is being highlighted is because it's being sexualized. And that's why I liked Annie's TikTok, because she's a breast cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually going to hear from her a little bit later in the episode, which I'm really excited for you guys to hear her thoughts. But like, she's a breast cancer survivor, and she is saying, like,
it's offensive.
It's offensive because all they're doing is sexualizing the thing that is killing them.
Exactly.
And that's the only reason why there's so much awareness around, like, why everything is pink in October, because it's something that they can sexualize, because it's a cancer that primarily women get, and it's in the I was gonna say organ, but it's boobs aren't an organ, are they?
Well, I think so.
It's in the part of the body, the female body, that especially Western society extremely sexualizes. So yeah, that's kind of like what sparked this whole episode, and I just thought we have to talk about this because it's very interesting.
It is interesting.
So I was doing a little bit of research, and breast cancer is the most common cancer among women. So obviously there should be awareness raised, but there are other like types of cancer that are more like that kill more people. Lung cancer was one of them. And then I think like colon cancer, those are like the top two, and then it's breast cancer, but we don't ever hear anything about the other two. So like you were saying, like there's other types of cancers that are killing people, and they're not getting the funds and awareness and everything. And it's just very interesting to see the tie because it is very direct.
Yeah. And what was I going to say? I totally just lost my thought. Oh, that's what I was going to say. With breast cancer, it is very common, primarily in women. Men can get it too.
Yeah.
But with women, like, it's a very common diagnosis, but you have a higher chance of survival than other cancers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's more measures taken. Well, I'm not that like educated in this, but like, more women survive breast cancer than other cancers.
Yeah.
So, right, we're not trying to say like breast cancer awareness month should not be a thing. Like, women who have breast cancer or survivors should not have recognition for any of that. That's not what it is.
Right.
We just want to bring attention to the fact that it is very sexualized. Mm-hmm. And I never thought about that until you sent me that TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, some of the ways that I think are interesting, like, I was just looking up like breast cancer awareness campaigns. Mm-hmm. And some of the phrases that were being used that I was just like, it's frustrating because I'm like, this is not, how is this bringing awareness? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read the list. Big or small, save them all. Save the Hooters. Save the boobies. Save the tatas. Save second base. I hate that. Boobs, they could use your support. That literally, bye-bye. I was like, yeah, bye-bye. And then stop the war in my rack.
This is unlocking a memory for me that was so confusing to me as a kid.
Oh, I swear if you're going to say the same thing.
I don't think so, because I was at school.
Okay, you say your thing, and then so, I'll say my thing.
Okay, so I was in fifth grade in middle school in Mormonville, Rexburg, and it was actually our neighbors.
Same
wait,
thing.
Wait, what?
Say okay. your thing.
Okay, so we had like joint classes, but like we were separate, but we would do activities together and we would switch classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we switched classrooms and I ended up in this kid's desk for one of the classes. And in his desk, like it was like where the cubby thing is under.
Oh, yeah.
And it's open. He had pink wristbands that said, I love boobies.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my fifth grade head, I was like, what? Like, that's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
And then little did I know it was for like a breast cancer awareness campaign. But I was like, a fifth grade boy having that, like that kind of is giving into the fact that it's very over-sexualized.
So when I was reading those, it actually unlocked a memory for me too with our neighbors. What? In Rexburg, the same guy, they had left one of those laying in the driveway. Remember how the driveway was so long?
Really long, yeah.
Yeah, so they had left it in the driveway, and it was that same bracelet that said, I love boobies. And I remember seeing it, and I was in
third grade
at that point. And like, I remember seeing that, and I didn't piece together that it was for breast cancer awareness until years later.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally looked at that, and I was the same thing. Like, we were also like growing up in Mormonville. And, but like in general, like I was like literally so confused. I was like, what is this? And I think you're right. Like, there's something that's not right about a fifth grade boy having that. That's not gonna do anything to raise awareness.
No, no.
It's a fifth grade boy wearing a bracelet that says, I love boobies. I don't think he's gonna really care that that's breast cancer awareness. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very wrong. That is really funny.
That's funny. It's the same thing.
But I was so confused. And, like, I literally was like, what is this? Like, I was the same as you. I was like, this is, like, very inappropriate. Why is this? Why does it say this? Very interesting.
Unlock we were the on the same memory. Wavelength.
Yeah.
Unlocking a core memory.
Yeah, literally. I reached out to Annie because I was, like, so interested in what she had to say and, like, her perspective and everything. And one of the reasons why I wanted to hear more from her is because, like, she had a lot of comments on that original TikTok. And
oh, I didn't read them. Like, good, bad?
No. She was getting so much hate. Oh, and gosh. She talks about it in the clip that I'm going to play that she sent us. But she got comments that included, let's get offended about everything. Another one was, OMG, you must be a real hoot at parties. Get over yourself.
Okay, she's literally a survivor. She can speak on this.
Exactly. It made me so mad. Like, I literally was like, they're just going to find reasons to hate everything.
Yeah, that's not okay.
And someone else commented, which I thought was really interesting. Someone else commented, totally valid. I disagree, though. And Annie replied, and she was very respectful. She said, honestly, if you haven't been diagnosed, you don't get a voice in this conversation. If you have, I respect your opinion. And I seriously doubt this person has been diagnosed with breast cancer because I looked at their profile. If they have, then I'm sorry. But no, like, they don't get a say. Mm-mm. And it bothers me because I'm like, literally, like, she's on here sharing her story and sharing a very valid point that a lot of people obviously don't think about because it's the face of, or like, the sexualization is the whole campaign for so many companies every year. But she's on here, like, sharing her experiences, sharing her thoughts, and people are like, oh wow, you must be so fun at parties, like, you're just getting offended about everything. Actually, no,
it's a very valid point that she has personal experience with.
Exactly. So that was frustrating to me. I was like, really? But I had reached out to her because, like, I was like, I want to hear more from her. She has good perspectives. And she sent us a audio clip that I'm going to play. It's about 12 minutes long, so I'm just going to play the whole thing, and then we're going to talk about it after. But she just made so many good points that I literally was like, we have to play this whole thing. So let's listen to it, and I'm excited for you guys to hear from her.
Hello, my name is Annie Bond. I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer when I was only 26 years old. I didn't have any family history, anything like that. It was just a crazy, out of nowhere lump in my boob that spread to my liver. When I was diagnosed, I was given about 2 to 5 years to live on average, but it has been 7 years since then, and I have been cancer-free for 6 of those, so I'm very lucky. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is a really difficult month for a lot of survivors, and it was something I had no idea about until I was diagnosed. I always thought Breast Cancer Awareness Month was a great thing because it was like lots of people paying attention to what is a really good cause. I remember shortly after I was diagnosed, so I was diagnosed in August. Breast Cancer Awareness Month is October, as we know, we're all aware. And I had to go to the grocery store for some reason, and I went by myself, and everything was just pink, pink, pink. And I got really overwhelmed and had a panic attack, which was not a good time. And then I noticed, you know, as I made more friends in the community, that people were talking a lot about pink washing. And it turns out that a lot of companies put pink on stuff or say it's for breast cancer awareness and then don't donate any money at all. Like, there's no requirement for them to donate to a breast cancer organization. So they will just put pink on it, say they're helping with awareness, like there's just the general awareness that breast cancer exists, and take 100% of the profits. And that just, you know, obviously seems so wrong and is so wrong. Of course, there's no obligation, but I feel like there's a moral obligation that if you're going to say you are supporting a cause, that you actually support the cause and don't just take advantage of people's pain for profit. The other big issue with what we call pinkwashing is that a lot of these companies, you know, they're like, oh, we're donating 10% to an organization. And then the organization itself only donates like less than 10%, less than 5% to metastatic breast cancer research. So metastatic breast cancer, otherwise known as stage 4 cancer, otherwise known as the kind I have, is the only type of breast cancer that people die of. Early stage cancers are pretty much considered curable, but even if you get cured, there's still a 30% chance that it could come back and be metastatic. That just means that it's spread somewhere other than the breast and the lymph nodes. So it doesn't make sense that we would be giving the majority of the funding to early stage cancers and awareness when the only one that people are dying of is stage 4, and isn't the goal to find a cure and stop people from dying and not to just like make a big profit because you made a pink cookie? I also am particularly bothered by the sexualization of breast cancer. I think that this is something I've seen done my whole life, and I'm 33 years old. The save second base, save the boobies. Like, I always thought, yeah, it's just a funny boob joke. Until I got cancer and was facing the choice of possibly having a double mastectomy. Like, it's not a funny free boob job. They remove muscles. The recovery is very traumatic. Reconstruction is really painful and traumatic. And that's why a lot of women choose to stay flat-chested. I myself had to get a lumpectomy, and my nipples are a little uneven now, but I don't mind that at all. There is no other type of cancer that is sexualized. The only reason breast cancer is because A, it's mostly women, and also it has to do with boobs. And I guess we can't talk about boobs without it being sexual. Like, they also do breastfeeding. Like, there's lots of things boobs do that aren't sexual. Most women, like myself too, breast cancers are often hormone related. So they put you into early menopause if you're not already in menopause, because estrogen specifically is something that can fuel breast cancer growth. Like, mine was very estrogen positive. And when you go into menopause, like, you can lose your sex drive, like, you can have sexual dysfunction and a lot of discomfort during sex. And so this whole idea that we make breast cancer a sex joke is specifically cruel to breast cancer patients whose identity now with their lady parts in general is complicated. I mean, women, myself, I struggled to not hate my boobs. I still struggle with that because they literally tried to kill me. And I mean, if I had had a full mastectomy, I can't imagine how I would feel about that too. It's just really complicated. And I think it's not sexy at all to have a terminal disease. And there's absolutely no need to make it that way. Like, there's so many other jokes we could make instead. For example, one that I like a lot is the shirt that says, of course they're fake, the real ones tried to kill me. Like, that's actually funny and it's factual. Anything saying save the boobs, save second base is also just not factually correct, because over 70% of women and men who get breast cancer have some sort of mastectomy, partial mastectomy, lumpectomy, and usually those are done as preventative care. Like, if you have a genetic mutation like BRCA1 or 2, they usually want you to get a mastectomy and a hysterectomy at some point. And that's before you even have cancer. And in earlier stage cancers, before it has spread past the breast area, they would recommend a mastectomy because they're trying to cut out any tissue that the cancer has hung around, because you don't want it to come back. Since I was already stage 4 when I was diagnosed, it wasn't recommended that I get a mastectomy, because the tissue, like, the cancer had already spread into other tissues. So it is done more often in pre-cancer and earlier stage cancers. So catching it early is not even saving the boobs. Plus, who cares about saving the boobs when we could save someone's actual life? I struggle a lot with the word awareness, because I think a lot of companies use raising awareness as an excuse to not donate. When they're not raising any actual awareness, they're just putting pink or a pink ribbon on something, or just being like, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. General awareness can be effective in fundraising. It doesn't work as well for something like breast cancer, which everyone knows what breast cancer is. Like, it is very common, unfortunately. That kind of awareness, like the general raising, works better in rare diseases. The Ice Bucket campaign, for example, for ALS raised millions of dollars for ALS research because a lot of people didn't know what it was. And that made them think about it. And then once they learned about the realities of it, they wanted to donate. I think the best thing now is to raise awareness of what cancer patients actually need. So, for example, putting more funding into stage four research is going to save lives. We already have so many incredible new medications that have made it in people that are lucky enough to be responsive to it, makes it more like a chronic disease than a terminal one. The other issue, like another thing we have, is health insurance. And there are so many things about cancer, like it is expensive for the rest of your life. First of all, I'm lucky that I have a medicine I respond to, because if we knew exactly what cancer would respond to, well, that's called a cure. We don't have that yet. But the medicine that I take that has worked for me, that is saving my life and has helped me outlive that 2 to 5 year prognosis, without insurance, it would cost $15,000 a month. And that price has gone up like at least $1,000 a year since my original diagnosis. So, I live in California. I'm able to get a healthcare plan through the marketplace. But in other states, if I were to lose my health insurance, like I cannot afford to pay $15,000 a month for a medicine, but it's a life-saving medication. Like, I don't have a choice. So that kind of restriction dictates my life and my well-being and my happiness and my freedom. And I don't think that's okay. I think a lot of people believe that they are immune to cancer. I'm sure I did too before I was diagnosed. You know, I was 26 years old. I thought I was fine. I thought I would be fine even when I found the lump. But the harsh reality about cancer is it is the ultimate equalizer. It doesn't care how young you are, how healthy you are. You know, I know vegan marathon runners who were diagnosed with cancer before they were 30. It's, you're at risk for cancer if you have cells in your body, and that is every single one of us. You could have all the money in the world and have a cancer that doesn't respond to medication. Cancer affects everybody. It doesn't care what your political status is. It doesn't care what you like, what religion you have. Like, none of that matters with cancer. Cancer will affect everybody in some way, whether it's somebody you love or you, and we need to cure it. So we need to know about the realities of cancer, not just what fun color represents each cancer. The best thing people can do to help is just to listen to us. I made this TikTok video about pretty much this topic, and so many people told me to shut up or to be grateful that I'm alive and leave people alone and lighten up. I'm a comedian. Like, I love jokes. I make a lot of jokes about breast cancer. It's literally my job. I just don't believe in making jokes at the expense of other people. And I think everyone's so quick to say everyone's offended by everything. Like, that's just silly. There are real reasons that people are offended by things. A cancer diagnosis is trauma. Like, I have been diagnosed with PTSD. I have a severe trauma response because of the cancer diagnosis and facing my mortality at such a young age and having to go through all these traumatic events. Like, it affected my entire life and it changed me entirely. The last therapist I had, who was a trauma specialist, she worked with mostly combat veterans and cancer patients. So if that gives you a little perspective on how traumatic it is, I just wish that people would listen and learn about the realities. I know it's uncomfortable, and for a lot of people, it can be a really triggering topic for them because they've had a family member or somebody they love die of it. And isn't the goal for all of us to have that stop happening? So for people like me that are lucky enough to still be here, you know, I've made a lot of friends since the time I've been diagnosed, and I've lost a lot of friends to breast cancer in that time. And I feel like I absolutely have to keep going, because if I'm lucky enough to be here and to be healthy enough to speak and to laugh and to live, like, it is my obligation to speak for them because they are no longer here and they deserved more time. My goal in doing advocacy is to be the person that I wanted to see when I was first diagnosed. Like, I remember searching the internet, trying to find anybody who'd gotten diagnosed with cancer young or who'd gotten stage 4 cancer young, just to feel like I belonged. It's so isolating to be diagnosed that young. And I would find like one article and just read it over and over and over again. So I try to think, you know, even when there's haters, because for some reason people can even hate on cancer survivors, I just try to make content for that girl, knowing how lost I felt and how hopeless I felt and how scared I was, to just have some sort of solidarity and friendship and understanding, and most of all, representation, to see somebody fighting for a better future and to know that, like, someone like me who's on oral chemo until there's a cure found, that I don't have to be on that forever, that I can go back to a little more normalcy and not be dealing with constant side effects. And I think everybody deserves to be happy and healthy, and that's what I'm fighting for. Health is a human issue. It's not a political issue. It's something that affects every single one of us, and we need to care about each other and remember that healthcare is a basic human right. It is not a privilege.
Wow.
I'm speechless, honestly. Thank you so much, Annie, for sending those in, because she gave a little bit of education around breast cancer as well, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
And like just some statistics that are just mind blowing as well.
Yeah, I think I also like, I appreciate that she's just very straightforward about it. Like talking about like, you're doing all this because you made a pink cookie, but what awareness are you actually bringing?
Right.
Like, I appreciate how honest she is about it. And because like, sometimes like you just don't see things unless it's flat out said like that. And I just think that the way that she said it is very eye-opening. Like, oh yeah, that is true. Like, what awareness is actually being brought? Or I like how she was saying advocacy, like for the work that she's doing. But yeah, I just think that she made a lot of really good points. And that's why I wanted to play the whole thing, because I was like, she knows. She is a breast cancer survivor. And so she can speak on this. And yeah, I just thought it was really good.
Wow, I know. I like want to like go play it again and like dissect every little like 2 minutes. Again, thank you, Annie, for sending that clip in. Very helpful, educational, eye-opening. And we really appreciate your honesty with the topic and just being willing to talk about it, because she's getting a lot of hate for it for no reason. And people are just making light of something that's really personal to her and we should all care about.
Yeah.
So as we close October soon and Breast Cancer Awareness Month is closing soon, we should just remember this in the years coming forward. Every time October rolls around, that Breast Cancer Awareness Month should be so much more than just tying pink ribbons on mailboxes and handing out pink flyers and stuff.
Yeah. I like that she said, she's like, shouldn't we be caring about actually saving people's lives?
Right.
Like, that's what we need to be focusing on.
That's what the awareness month for cancers or any other issues should be about, actually getting to the root of it.
Yeah. And not about boobs.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree with you. I think we should just remember this in coming years. And honestly, like, you know, not to say that like if you have a shirt that says save the boobies, like that you're a horrible person, but like maybe rethink that.
Yeah, maybe just rethink it and get some more education about the issue and about what it should really be about.
Yeah, I agree. I just think like, and the thing is, like, this is something that's been around for so long. And so we just don't really think about it. Like, I'm sure that there's probably so many people listening, or so many people that saw that TikTok even, that are like, oh, I literally never thought about that, but I totally understand
that. That's how I was.
Yeah. So like, there's always room for all of us to get better and to grow and to learn. And I think that that, like, this is a good opportunity for that. Like, this is really great knowledge, and I'm happy that we covered it, because I just think it's really great knowledge that a lot of people need to know from an actual breast cancer survivor. She obviously said she's like on oral chemo
For the rest of her life.
Like, she is still fighting. And so I think it's really just an interesting perspective. And I appreciate her for sharing her story and being vulnerable and keeping that going, even with the hate that she's receiving. So if you guys want to check her out on TikTok, she's very active on there. Her username is @TheAnnieBond. We'll also put it in the show notes. so that you guys can check her out and give her a follow and see all her content. She's always working on like all these projects that I'm seeing on her Instagram. So definitely give her a follow. And as always, we'll be back with you guys next week.
Yep. Come back next week for a brand new episode and have a safe Halloween.
Yes, it is Halloween tomorrow when this episode is coming out. I know most of the Halloween parties are like Friday and Saturday, but if you're going to any Halloween parties or you're doing anything tomorrow or tonight, just be safe. Remember to stay in groups and
watch your drinks.
Yeah, watch your drinks. Just be aware and let's all help protect each other.